two more of the Spooky Sisters with me, Profound Spirit Thea.
Hello, hello.
And I think she's still going off of Profound Spirit D.
Yeah, I'm just D. I'm more of the background person for everyone, so.
D, you're not a background person. There's so much more that you do in front of the camera, too. But we're going to get into that in a minute. However, I want to say that we met through mutual parties, and we've developed a true sisterhood. I mean, what do you guys think? Like, a true sisterhood?
Absolutely. I think that's the best description of it, is our sisterhood.
Yeah, I have to say, it's really nice that we can just call up each other anytime and say, hey, can you pull a card for me? Because you never know what we may need or may be doing, and at a drop of a hat, here we go.
Last night when you sent a message going, I'm having a bad night, can y'all pull cards, watching TV, and the speed of which we both got up and ran into the other room to get the cards out.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Just like that. At a drop of a hat, we're just there for each other, and it's really cool. So our other spooky sister, Raquel, will be with me on another podcast. So you guys at home that are listening will get to learn about her. However, I'm going to start with Leah. I'm going to ask you a few questions, Leah. So I know some about you already, but our listeners at home might want to learn a little bit about you too. So let's start with you. Okay, so Leah, how long do you feel like you've been in the spiritual realm or the spiritual world?
Well, that's a pretty good question. I've got to say, my roots go back to when I was about eight. Not kidding. That's when I really started, you know, doing just very esoteric things without knowing it. But, and then lost touch with it for a little while. Just because I think that junior high and high school can beat that out of a lot of people, just a lot of personality. We reevaluate a lot. And then really got back into it probably close to my senior year. I'm not going to give the dates because people can do math. But all in all, it has been probably about 25 years.
Okay.
Really getting back into it much more intensely in the last five.
That's really cool because, you know, it's interesting that it came back to you. Just like life hits us like a ton of bricks, and sometimes it's like you needed it and it comes right back. Does that make sense?
Exactly, exactly. And then it's like coming home.
Yeah.
Just it fits just right. And you're like, oh, that was the puzzle piece that I have had stored in my pocket instead of my third eye. So it really comes flooding back in a lot of ways. And it's just, it's hard to describe the feeling other than coming home.
I really like that. Coming home. Coming home. I love that. D, so for yourself, same question. How long do you feel like or been developing yourself in the spiritual world?
More of the spiritual side of like what we've been doing lately, probably in the last year. But like I'm a witch. I've been one since I was like a kid because I'm with my mom and I was on and off with that. So like tarot and ghosts and spirits have always been a thing throughout my whole life, on and off. And then kind of lost track of it. And then now it's like the whole trying to, you know, reopen everything and learn what it can do and stuff.
Again. I really do love that, Dee, because we all each come from our different views, our different backgrounds. And I know for myself, I started to see things whenever I was like young, 6 years old. And I never truly liked like even haunted houses because I didn't like the whole jumping out thing and scaring people. And seeing the unseen was difficult along as a child. I mean, now on almost a nightly basis, I'm speaking to past loved ones. So it's a little different. However, you know, as we grow, it just becomes more and more. And I think for the Spooky Sisters, we each have our own dynamic. Now, as an adult, you know, I kind of dropped it off for a little bit, but in the past 3 years, I've grown more into the spiritual world myself. So let's get into that, because I know a lot of people that are listening are like, did she just say witch? And I think we need to take a deeper dive, because I know you guys do practice the craft. I know you practice that in general, but a lot of people connect that with a negative. And listen, guys, I'm looking at them. They're not green. They don't have warts on their noses, and they're not flying brooms yet. But, you know, come on. So can you guys explain that a little bit more in depth for the listeners at home?
There's pictures of us, you know, from Halloween attempting, you know, silliness with the brooms.
Witchcraft isn't as much of it's depicted in the movies, that's for sure. You can't ride in a bubble like Wicked, but it is more of being in tune with nature than anything else. It's being part of the energies that are all around us and using those to connect with our own vibrations and that of not just the earth, but the cosmos as well. It's where you get a lot of herbalism and naturopath. And, you know, of course, there's a lot of different and vast options when you practice. Mm-hmm. Personally, for me, I am very connected with astrology and light healing and working with people more than almost anything. Well, people, animals, and you know, spirits, of course, and just everything around. And it really boils down to don't be a jerk in my book. That's that's really how I practice. It's eclectic. And it's, you know, I personally don't follow Wicca. And it's not something I know nearly as much about, but it's not for me, it's not a religious following as much, but it is definitely a lifestyle, a soul style. It is, I've got my crystals, I have my herbs, I have my candles. And I don't take any crap.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I am not a all love and light person. I'm a screw around and you
will find out. I will text you. Oh, it's like a yin and yang. But I love it because you know it just works.
But we fit very well together.
Of course. For myself, though, I think I was in love with the idealism as a child, middle schooler, and being a witch, you know, movies like The Craft and Practical Magic, just like the magic of all of it. I wanted to do everything. I wanted to be a witch so much. And I'm really glad that you were able to explain that a little bit more in depth, because I know individuals at home with the connections of what they may have heard or been programmed to hear, it's just really good to get that in a different light. And I love the fact that you say connecting to the earth and animals and so much more, because I do feel that. And I know for myself, I connect more to the spiritual side of it for sure. So connecting to the earth is definitely something I feel very drawn to, and especially animals.
Exactly. And it's not something to be afraid of. It's mm-hmm. something to be respected. And the more you do that and can educate, just like you're saying, is it can build a much, much better tolerance. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a ways to go, not going to lie. And it's taken, you know, I didn't come out of the broom closet until about 2 years ago.
And that is the best way to put it. I love that, the broom closet. Let's get into abilities. So, like you, Leah, what abilities do you know that you're developing or you have in your spiritual world?
I am definitely working on connecting more with the spirit side of the house. That is something that's new for me. And it's, I can feel it as it comes into focus a little bit more. I still have a long way to go, but I will tell you what, we certainly felt some things at the beach behind us yesterday.
Yeah.
We were there at midnight.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
And things around that realm. My biggest skill that I've been in touch with and embraced for the longest is the working with people on a spiritual level and connecting to what they're going through. I'm just like all of us. I'm very
empathic,
and it's, and then I've been working on guarding myself with that as well, because definitely absorb a lot. And the more that I've gotten into reaching out and working with people through the platforms and doing more readings, it's really energy consuming. Uh-huh. And so I have been really honing in how to rest myself in order to be present for others as well.
It really is. It takes so much energy to connect to individuals, spirits. I know for myself as a medium, raising my frequency as the spirits lowering those, just for us to communicate, to get messages to their loved ones, is, it's a lot. It's not just physical, mental, it's spiritual too. So trying to find a way to regain that energy and help individuals at the same time. It is a lot. It really is. And it's hard to explain that at times to people when you are doing readings for them. Okay, Dee, same question. What do you feel are your abilities or the ones that are developing for you?
I don't know. Like, I know I've always been able, not, I can always see shadows. I've always been able to see that and can tell when something shifts in the energy in the air. But I've always wanted to focus more on like being able to hear and listen more when it comes to the spirits and all of that.
Yeah, I think, Dee, you definitely have developed a few things. Like, you've been in a couple of my live events and you would say something about smelling different things or even hearing different things. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting as well. So there's always a lot there.
Really, like, I smell stuff a lot of the times. I've always had that where I can, like, I get the smells of different things.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you're definitely developing a lot of clairs currently, for sure. For instance, earlier I was on one of Leah's live events via TikTok, and I did know Dee was supporting as well in the background. And for the first time, well, maybe not the first time, but she actually had trolls in her live. And it wasn't just one, there were two. So one was in there that actually screenshotted her face from her account and was already being a copycat. I'm like, uh-uh. And then the second one was, of course, like, what's your favorite scary movie? And I'm like, uh-uh, this ain't happening. Nope. So I went ahead and being a mod for Leah, I went ahead and blocked. And I know Dee's seen them too, because she's like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So there's always that through going on.
Oh, that was weird. Look, it literally, they said, literally, look at me, notice me.
And they were using your face, like, on top of that. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, Leah's got a copycat.
I celebrated.
So excited. And,
yeah, even though, like, it is something to truly be excited about, because, like, you hit that point. But it's also, like, I'm upset because I don't want these people going in pretending to be me and scamming my followers. And I don't like that for them. It's not good. It's not a good feeling to feel scammed. Yeah, myself, I never looked at myself to be famous on TikTok at all. However, when I met Dee and Leah, and they were like Brie, if you have copycats, you're famous, girl. And still kind of hard for me to even think of that. But they both had a true reason to celebrate. It's like you hit it, like you did it. And the troll aspect.
When I first went on and I finally started following you on TikTok, it's like within 20 minutes, I had someone else go in and like send as a follow of me that was quote unquote medium Brie. And then was sending me messages and I sent back going, I know her in real life and you are not her.
Right? I don't like the fact that they'll send a message to my followers and say some corny message like, oh, I'm drawn to you by spirit and I would love to do a reading for you. Never, ever, ever would I send a message like that. So guys, once again, and I say it every time I'm on TikTok, if you get a message, and this goes for Dee now, this goes for Leah, you get a message saying that they're us. We do not direct message anyone unless you direct message us, and then we'll respond if we are able to. Block and report. Please block and report.
Exactly. And I got to tell you something I didn't mention, you know, from my background is I was a police officer and a private investigator. You start picking up my family or my sister's family, I will track your ass down. It is.
That's how she found me. She tracked me down.
I did.
Very nice.
And depending on, you know, your intent will determine my intent.
Nobody mess with Leah or her friends and sisters. So some of my abilities are clairaudience. So I'm able to hear spirit whenever they speak to me, or I'm able to hear different specific words. They can show me images in my mind's eye. With doing that, it does take a lot of energy, but I am very grateful to have that ability and then some. So with all that, that is some of my abilities. However, let's jump into a little sneak peek, just a little bit of a topic on tarot. This comes up in our lives a lot. Sometimes we get a lot of people that are skeptical or more. You know, for myself, I come from a Christian background, and I have learned to reach more into the spiritual side rather than the religious side. And using tarot as a tool to connect with spirit, it does become a thing when we are doing lives. Whenever I'm using tarot, I'm getting a message from your spirit guides, my spirit guides, God, source, universe, to relay a message to you that you may need to hear out loud.
Well, and I grew up, especially with my grandparents, they were very strict, you know. Grandpa was a deacon in the Baptist church and helped build the church down there and where they used to live. And
right.
All that. So I grew up with a lot of that and I did the church for a while. And then it took me a while to deconstruct that back into working and more into what I did as, you know, on the witchy side and stuff. So it's even funny though, because it's like you get the people in there and they're like, you need to find Jesus and Jesus loves you. I'm like, I know.
Jesus is amazing.
I'm like, I love the politics of it.
You know, though, some people just don't look at it the same way. Jesus, being a very highly, highly spiritual person, used his abilities to create miracles, you know, to do so many different amazing things because he believed to do it, you know. But we're made in his image, you know, the image, God, source, universe. We're made to co-create our lives. But it's you know, a learning process.
And Jesus was a light worker.
Yeah.
And you can read, you know, through it and you will find.
You know, he raises the dead and it's all fine and dandy. We try to do it and they want to burn us at the stake. But like if you go back and read the Bible, the Book of Psalms is like nothing but witchcraft like spells.
Yes, I completely agree. Like a lot of people overlook a lot of this, you know, whether the stories are stories to teach you a lesson, not necessarily something that was possibly true, but it's been interpreted so many different ways, so many different times, rewritten so many different times.
And a lot of it too, it's like people don't research that a lot of it has been changed by like,
yes,
like James changed it from like Poisoner's, like, Poisoner of the Mind to witches because he was scared of women and was afraid of witches. And it wasn't even originally, if they go back and look at some of the more original versions of the Bible, it wasn't man will not lay with man. It was man will not lay with boy. It was talking about, you know.
I don't think a lot of people truly look at that whole idea of it being a language barrier, basically. A big language barrier at that rate. Let's get back on to tarot. You know, like I said before, I use it as a tool from spirit to communicate with spirit to get answers for different questions or some inside advice for different people. You know, most of the time people already know what is going to be read to them because they feel it. They have intuition, you know. The spirit's already been speaking to you, but they want confirmation. You know, they want to hear it out loud from someone else via spirit. One other thing about tarot is that once the message has been received by the person being read to, it's their choice to change that energy. Like, they heard it. Now they have an option. Like, they can make the choice to change. Energy changes every day. Everything cannot be predicted 2, 3, 4 years down the line because energy changes. Once someone changes their mind, it's the butterfly effect, you know? One thing, then the next thing, and the next thing. So predictions and tarot can be read, but it's up to you if you want to keep on the same track. Or you're ready to change that.
Exactly. It's that at this present moment, this is the type of path that is being shown to us. However, it's not set in stone. What right. the decision you make and the way that you process your life, that's going to make the determination. I did have someone ask me the other day how they felt about another person, not how a person felt about them or asking for that. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't answer that for you.
Right. I completely agree because, like, sometimes it feels like, oh, no, don't get me wrong. Some people are being legit when they ask a question like that. However, some people I feel like are fishing for a wrong answer. They want to prove you wrong. And if you're going to do that, if you're going to be skeptical, like, just move. Scroll on, you know, find on another person to reach out to because we're not going to bring those negatives inside of our lives at all.
And if they're close to it, then spirit and, you know, the, you know, guiding angels, they're not going to play that. If you aren't ready for something, then it's not going to come to you.
Agreed. Completely agreed. Because the thing is, you know, when it comes via text or message, comment, you're not sure their intentions. You can't necessarily read their tone, their mood, their anything coming through like that. So are they being legit? Who's to know? You know, being a psychic medium, I would love to know everything, but, you know, it doesn't always work that way.
Language barrier, too.
Yes. Sometimes,
you know, there's difficulty with that. So it's a fine line.
To decipher.
Yeah. I mean, even myself doing mediumship, when a spirit connects, sometimes they don't want to show me everything. They don't know me, or they don't want to speak to the person that is asking for the reading. And that can happen. You know, I mean, spirit is usually pure love, but everybody has their opinions, or the person being read to might not be ready for it, you know? So the blocks do come through, and sometimes the skeptic will say, oh, well, then you don't know what you're doing. You're not really connecting to anybody. Well, that's not necessarily true. They just don't feel like speaking, you know? So that happens a lot. Not a lot, but it does happen. It really does happen.
Yeah, and the same thing with connections. You know, even working with somebody one-on-one, it's very easy to get blocks because if you have your block so wrapped around you, then it's not time to unravel it yet. And we have to turn the other cheek, you know, no matter what, you know, they may think, we can't help that. And it's a game to take it with a grain of salt and then throw it over your left shoulder.
Sometimes, you know, in the past for me, the blocks were created because I asked spirit to create them. There were certain negative things that I didn't want to see. it was especially if it involved children, I asked spirit to block them. Now, more than ever, I've let some of those blocks down to give a more in-depth, accurate message, because I want to get those messages across if they need to be given across.
Exactly. Well, you know, something interesting that the people might want to hear also is some of our other backgrounds that we do. Like, you know, I mentioned that I was a private investigator and a police officer, which is probably not real. You know, you wouldn't think that this would go hand in hand, you know.
But it does.
It's very investigative and serving the people. But yeah. I also, you know, I have a background in psychology. So it's you know, accepted science-based as well. So it's not just this part of it. So it's pretty well-rounded. And you know, on the... you know, on the social side, you know, I'm a cat rescuer. I'm a crazy cat lady.
Yeah, that's true.
I participate in the cat distribution system, for better or worse.
Dee, what else would you like to include into your background?
I'm usually the one that I'm always the one that like helps everybody. Like I'm the one that helps with the ideas or like, high school, I was part of the drama club, but I was the one that was behind the stage. I was more of the stagehand type person.
And that's really important because backstage people, you know, the show can't go on without them. They're very important and the show can't even happen, start without them. So there's always that.
One thing that I do want to interject about Dee is that she is not a... She doesn't candy coat things. She doesn't blow smoke.
I have no filter.
She does not blow smoke up your skirt. She's gonna tell the hard things and legit calls you out on things.
Yeah, and I think that's why I value Dee in a friendship, is because she is brutally honest at times. It is something that we need to hear, you know?
And I like helping people. That's what I like to do. I like helping people. And I have some psychology background stuff that I never finished with school and whatever, but I like using that even when doing the tarots or astrology, looking at like when you look at astrology and you're like certain people, you know, Cancers and Tauruses and all them are supposed to have certain personalities. And you look at like the psychological part of all that and how it intertwines and how someone acts based on all that stuff. And
I completely agree.
Ooh, and that, see, she also triggers a lot of ideas and whatnot. Like just now she reminded me, I forgot to mention that I am now studying human design. And it is such a fascinating field, and it's really taking things like your birth chart and your astrological alignments and taking it to this functional level that is just so interesting to me. And first of all, I'm neurodivergent. And so all the things, and this is definitely such a fascinating hyper focus that is for the long haul. So
whenever you learn more of that, I really need to pick your brain, because I did the free version when you sent me the link and I was looking at it and I want to know more because it's me, but looking at it and clueless, like it looks like, you know, rocket science to me.
I pick these things up very quickly and can see the patterns, can understand it. And so I serve as a translator from nerd speak to plain speak.
Hey now, I am a nerd too. I speak nerd, just maybe not that far into nerdom.
We can get to there.
Well, my background is mostly I'm an artist. I am now an author because I'm writing a really good fantasy type book for teens, kids, and I'm really excited about that. Talk more about that again later. However, I am an animator for a preschool YouTube show that really highly focuses on the power of using I am positive affirmations. So there's that, and that's just my background. Now, let's talk a little bit more specifically on Spooky Sisters. Myself and Raquel Medium, you guys know her from TikTok, and I'll be doing some more of this with her as well. However, we started Spooky Sisters a while back, mostly doing private investigations, paranormal, of course, and also going and doing readings together, mediumship, tarot, and more. When we met Dee and Leah, and we kind of just connected well with them, I sent a private message, hey, Raquel, what do you think about having Leah and Dee join us in the Spooky Sisters? And she was right away on board. Yes, Bree, absolutely. Definitely ask them. I think that would be amazing to have them added. So with that being said, what do you ladies think so far about the Spooky Sisters?
I love it. I've always been into the investigation. I call her my platonic wife, Brooke. She's into that too. So we always kind of like when we go to New Orleans, we're always kind of investigating stuff, and she makes sure we get like the haunted areas of the hotels we stay at, and we kind of like, you know, see what goes on and had experiences, and it's interesting. And I think the first time though, when we all were at Leah's old place and the toys started moving, that was the first time I experienced it like that. And after that, I'm like, yep, this is my thing now. Hooked. I'm ready. Let's do this.
And it's just so amazing, you know, that when we came together and the level of, okay, this is not a word, but a staticism, you know, we're just so excited. You know, it was just like the thrill, joy, and belonging. When you guys asked us, it was like a no-brainer. It was like, absolutely, this is the... Yeah.
Especially since I can't make friends. Like, Brooke is my only friend, really. And then I got this one I can't get rid of now. And now I got you and Raquel, and it's nice. And it's like weird, because sometimes Raquel is even sending me like little, she'd wake up and stuff and do the little... our group chats, and it would just be me and her like just BSing on it. And I'm like, I'm not used to this.
Right.
And it's weird, but yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, I completely agree. The investigation at Leah's and the little boy moving the toy, please guys go check it out on TikTok. There are clips via my TikTok and more. We heard many things, and there was a difference. When me and Raquel went and done investigations, yes, we had voices, we've seen things. And of course, our mediumship helps as well. However, having all four of us together in that investigation, it was completely different. Completely. And on a better, all of our energies combined just created a more unique experience. And I'm really excited to see what comes next.
Four elements together because we were different. Personalities are different enough that, you know, we're topographically different, you know, it's like different elevations, but all together, you know, just like, you know, we really come together and it works. It's like, dipping your apples in caramel, you know, it just works.
I love that because the sweet, crunchy, and tart all at the same time. So that definitely explains us. I will say we do have plans for more investigations coming up. If you, the listeners at home, you know, and if you're in the Florida area, I will say Central Florida between Tampa and St. Augustine, you know, mid-central, whatever, are experiencing different things, even in your homes, and you would love to have us Spooky Sisters come out and investigate, we'd love to come and do that with you. So, you know, feel free to comment, email us, message us, whatever it may take. We would love to have suggestions as well. We've been to the Tampa Theater and a historic train station as well. If you're thinking of other places that may be considered haunted and would love for us to go in there and investigate and film and show you on TikTok, YouTube, whatever it may take, just let us know. Please message. We would gratefully love to have your feedback.
Yeah. You know what? What if at some point we have a retreat? I'm just putting that out there right now because I'm learning what if stuff.
Mm.
That's just a little feather in our cap. If If anybody's got some ideas on that, thoughts, opinions, share it with us.
I love it.
I love the what if, because what if is a great way to start things out. If you guys are interested in listening to us more, I want to thank Dee and Leah for joining me on this podcast, and we will have Raquel in the future podcast soon. We are ready to dive deep into the rabbit hole, guys, into the paranormal world, into the spiritual world. So if you're enjoying our podcast, please make sure you like, subscribe, follow, whatever it takes, comment, and we'd love to hear from you. So thank you for listening, and much love, guys. Bye.